Let's go talk to Andrew Grasshuis. He's the committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival, longtime friend. He was known as the human vacuum. If you threw the ball in playing rec or league hoops, you never got it back out. But I'm not going to go down that path right now. I've known Andrew a long time. He's a good man, big part of the community. Like I mentioned, committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. That happens this Saturday, 11 a.m. It benefits the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. Let's welcome Grass in. How you doing, my friend?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. So you didn't have the festival last year because of the pandemic. 2 years ago, over 4,000 people. It's one of the great events in West Michigan. Tell everybody listening right now what's going on Saturday in Ada.
Yeah, I appreciate it, first and foremost, and it's always good to talk to you, buddy. Saturday, 11 a.m., Ada Chili Beer Festival, downtown Ada, Thorn Apple River Drive, basically across from Amway. The community church benefits around the McDonald House, and we're hoping, we've got 40-plus chili makers and 25 craft breweries. We consider it the largest chili and craft beer festival in the country, which can be disputed, but I don't think we'll get much pushback. And it raises a lot of money. It's a great community event, and it's just fun to have. So
what goes on? So somebody listening right now, if they go to the Facebook page, Ada Chili and Beer Festival, or Google it, and they buy a ticket, do they get chili samples? Do they have to buy tickets for samples and craft beer? How does it work Saturday for anybody going to the event?
Yeah, great question. So there's no cost for entry, and the Tinsel Treats and Trolley Parade that happens before us with Santa Claus, and it actually ends where our event begins. And basically, you buy tickets of age to be able to taste test the chili and the beer. And so it's pretty cut and dry. And, we've got some really great sponsors this year, like the Grand River Bank, which is our title sponsor. And they're super excited to be a part of it this year. And losing last year, being that it was in the midst of the pandemic, I think there's pent up demand for, people just to get back out. It's a tented event, Bill. So we're under, a couple large tents and heated. We're going to have some panels open. We're also going to have some open air area for people to be outside. We're COVID centric with masks and stuff like that. So
Andrew Grasshuis, committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival, happening this Saturday on the west side of the state, 11 a.m. downtown Ada. So if you want to purchase tickets for the sampling of the chili and the craft beer of age, being 21 and up, easiest way to get those tickets in advance is what?
So we had an early bird special that's since gone away Monday night, but day of tickets are, you can buy them 4 for $10, 10 for 20, just show up. We'd love to see everybody, and just trust me, if you're able to come out and you want to experience something unique on an early December Saturday, it's a fun event just to get at.
Any music, entertainment, how does that work on Saturday at the Ada Chili and Beer Festival?
So we have a great band that's been playing there every year. They'll be there. There's kids stuff going on. Parking is pretty easy all the way around, so you shouldn't have much issue there. Hopefully, in 2019, we had about 4,500 attendees. With everything going on in the world, you never know, but we're hoping that we can get to that number again.
And the proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan, the most important part of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival this Saturday, 11 a.m. How long does it go to in case somebody can't get there right at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, so we're going to go from 11 to 3. Usually, with everything that's going on, it'll stay open till about 4. That's our plan.
All right, Grass, good to talk with you. Keep up the great work. My best to your committee, people like the Grand River Bank and other partners stepping up. You can learn more about the event and everything going on in downtown Ada, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook or Google them. I'll see you Saturday, Grass.
I appreciate it, Bud. Thank you.
All right, Andrew Grassheis. Good man. Grassheis family, been connected to the real estate business for decades in West Michigan. Also, Andrew with his connections to GR South Christian, and heck of a basketball player and a good man. Great dad, husband. That's a cool event. Check it out. You just have to buy the sampling tickets. It's free and open to everybody beginning Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Ada on the west side of the state, just east of GR, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival.